Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Charlie Kirk, conservative firebrand, a man who many credit with really galvanizing a new constituency for Donald Trump in this last election cycle, that is young men, was murdered today at a distance of 200 yards by a sniper with a long gun. That manhunt continues at Utah Valley University. That campus is in lockdown. I also want to point out that there was also another school shooting today in Colorado, where three people were injured, including at least two students, after a shooting unfolded at a high school in Evergreen, Colorado this afternoon. The sheriff's office in Jefferson County, where the shooting occurred, confirmed to ABC News that students from Evergreen High School were transported to the hospital. All three patients are in critical condition at St. Anthony Hospital. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is also responding to the scene there in Colorado, as well as the FBI, in conjunction with local law enforcement. 855-752-4842. Former President Joe Biden this afternoon has called for an end to political violence, posting on X, quote, "There is no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. Jill and I are praying for Charlie Kirk's family and loved ones. He leaves behind a wife, Erica, their eldest daughter, born in August 2022, and a second child, just over a year old, his first son." 855-752-4842. Jake from Milwaukee. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things I was reading and looking at in the 1990s when I used to political blog. And most of the political violence in our country has been by people in the right wing of our nation's politics. The vast majority of it has been since 1980 by right-wing people. This includes MAGA as well. So I personally, and we don't know who killed Charlie Kirk. It seems like a person who has actual skill with a sniper rifle, maybe some military training, maybe something else. Maybe they'll never find this person. But to be honest, I have no pity as an American for Charlie Kirk or grifters like him, and firebrands like him who stoke the pot of violence for their own small means.
Go ahead, Jake. Finish your thoughts, sir.
That's all I got to say. I mean, it's karma, basically, of what's coming back at people who do things like this. And they shouldn't do things like this because it's going to happen back at them.
What Jake is expressing this afternoon, I'm seeing some of that on the text thread. My response is this, and we're going to listen to what Charlie Kirk had to say about common sense gun regulation. We'll get there, because Jacob and I found that sound. There is truth in what Jake says, and we have to say, even if you engage in very dangerous political rhetoric, right? Even if you do that, even if you are a firebrand or an extremist in your political viewpoints, you should not be shot dead for them. Is this who we are now? I mean, let's just review. In July of just this year, I believe it was July, Melissa Hortman, a Democratic legislator in Minnesota, was shot dead, and her husband. A bomb was sent to Governor Josh Shapiro's house also earlier this year. We've had people lighting Tesla charging stations on fire. In September 24, there was a shooting at a Kamala Harris campaign office. Of course, our current president, somebody tried to kill him in July of 24. In March of 24, there was a state GOP headquarters excuse me, that was attacked. Paul Pelosi was nearly killed in another politically motivated attack, had his head bashed in with a hammer. Lest we forget Governor Whitmer's kidnapping plot in Michigan. The violence is escalating. It's not getting better. So what are we going to do about it? We, all of us, folks that voted for Donald Trump and folks that didn't, folks that stayed home, folks that are conservative, liberals, progressives, independents, libertarians, what are we together going to do about this? 855-752-4842. Charles from Milwaukee, go ahead, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Well, afternoon, Maggie. I don't know if it's a good afternoon because, you know, I'm not a gun person. I tell anybody I've never been for guns. Never allowed people to buy my kids toy guns, water guns when they were smaller growing up. But our culture is all about guns. We're fascinated with guns in this country, you know, and I'm sorry that this guy died. He left a family. But I'm very worried about the kids that are going to school that will have PTSD the rest of their lives because somebody came in there and three kids were shot today. Something has to change. I don't know if it ever will, but something needs to.
Thanks so much, Charles. I think there's a saying that says, be the change that you want to see in this world. So we're going to try to do that together on this program. So everybody stay with me. If you want to get in on this discussion, 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.